ourselves, can't we, Clarissa?" she asked, turning to a young woman who sat beside her on the front seat. "Oh, excuse me, Baxter," she exclaimed. "You haven't met Clarissa, have you? This is Bob's wife, Clarissa Ryan." Baxter's first thought was that a girl like that shouldn't have to ride in a dusty station wagon. She should have done much better. She was young. He guessed that she was about 25. Red-headed, deep-breasted, slender, and indolent. She seemed to belong to a different species from old Mrs. Ryan and her large-boned, forthright daughters. "The Cape Cod girls, they have no combs. They comb their hair with codfish bones," he said to himself. But Clarissa's hair was well-groomed. Her bare arms were perfectly white. Woods Hole and the activity on the wharf seemed to bore her, and she was not interested in Mrs. Ryan's insular gossip. She lighted a cigarette. At a pause in the old lady's monologue, Baxter spoke to her daughter-in-law. "When is Bob coming down, Mrs. Ryan?" he asked. "He isn't coming at all," the beautiful Clarissa said. "He's in France. He's gone there for the government," old Mrs. Ryan interrupted, as if her daughter-in-law could not be entrusted with this simple explanation. "He's working on this terribly interesting project. He won't be back until autumn."